Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Released in 2005, Son of the Mask is often regarded as one of the most infamous failures in cinematic history. A sequel to the beloved 1994 film, The Mask, which starred Jim Carrey and brought the titular character to life with a mix of slapstick humor, surreal visuals, and a charismatic performance, Son of the Mask had the unenviable task of following a cultural phenomenon. Yet, instead of capitalizing on the original's success, it became a cautionary tale in Hollywood about how not to approach sequels. This is Real Disasters, Son of the Mask. The original? The Mask, based loosely on the Dark Horse comic series, was a surprise hit. It combined groundbreaking visual effects with Carrey's elastic comedic style to create a film that appealed to both children and adults. Its financial success and critical acclaim made it a natural candidate for a sequel. However, Son of the Mask deviated significantly from the formula that made its predecessor a hit. Most glaringly, it lacked the presence of Jim Carrey, whose energy was the heart of the first film. Without Carrey, the sequel was left scrambling for a comedic anchor, and the film's new lead, Jamie Kennedy, struggled to fill the void. The plot of Son of the Mask centers on Tim Avery, an aspiring cartoonist played by Kennedy, who finds the magical mask and unwittingly sets off a chain of chaotic events. Unlike the first film, where the mask primarily transformed the protagonist into a wacky, superhuman character, this sequel shifts its focus to family dynamics, particularly involving Tim's newborn son. After wearing the mask, Tim conceives a child whose antics drive much of the plot. The baby, born with the mask's powers, becomes embroiled in a series of slapstick scenarios that attempt to blend humor with CGI-heavy visuals. Meanwhile, Loki, the Norse god of mischief, portrayed by Alan Cumming, becomes involved in a convoluted subplot to retrieve the mask. One of the film's most criticized aspects is its tone. While The Mask walked a fine line between irreverence and family-friendly appeal, Son of the Mask leaned heavily into juvenile humor. The result was a film that alienated fans of the original while failing to capture a new audience. The comedy often felt forced, and the overuse of computer-generated imagery, a selling point in the mid-1990s, had become a crutch by 2005, undermining the film's charm. Scenes involving the baby and the family dog, intended as humorous highlights, were widely panned for their reliance on crude gags and dated effects. The film's troubled production also contributed to its downfall. Director Lawrence Guterman, who had limited experience with large-scale productions, faced significant creative challenges in trying to craft a sequel that could stand on its own. Without Jim Carrey or Cameron Diaz, who had also declined to return, the studio opted to reimagine the franchise with a new cast and a family-centric story. Unfortunately, this decision led to a lack of continuity with the original film. Fans who expected a continuation of Stanley Ipkiss's adventures were left bewildered by the sudden shift in focus and tone. Critics were almost universally harsh in their reviews of Son of the Mask. The film was lambasted for its weak script, unfunny humor, and lackluster performances. Jamie Kennedy, in particular, bore the brunt of the criticism. While Kennedy had found success in comedic roles such as Randy Meeks in the Scream series, his portrayal of Tim Avery was criticized as lacking the charisma and physicality needed to carry the film. Kennedy himself later expressed regret about taking the role, acknowledging in interviews that the experience of making the film and the subsequent backlash had been challenging. The financial performance of Son of the Mask mirrored its critical reception. Produced on a budget of approximately $84 million, the film grossed only $59 million worldwide, making it a box office bomb. The disappointing returns effectively ended any plans for further sequels, and Son of the Mask became a symbol of how poorly conceived sequels could tarnish the legacy of successful originals. Beyond the financial and critical failure, Son of the Mask also had a broader impact on Hollywood's approach to franchise building. The film demonstrated the risks of relying solely on brand recognition without understanding what made the original property successful. It also highlighted the dangers of overusing CGI as a substitute for strong storytelling and character development. In many ways, Son of the Mask serves as a reminder that sequels must offer audiences more than just a familiar title. They must also deliver a compelling and coherent story.